Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the peach. Of all the fruits I have ever tasted, the peach is my absolute favorite. I can never get enough of this luscious fruit when it is fresh off the tree. By the time it's ripe, the peach has concentrated all the summer's golden sunshine and warmth into its tender, juicy flesh. And as we are starting to pick, can, and eat the fruit from our own peach trees, I thought I would look into some of the history and lore behind this wonderful fruit. Peaches belong to the enormous rose family, which includes such delectable fruits as apples, pears, apricots, plums, cherries, and raspberries. There are no wild peaches. It is believed that the ancient Chinese developed the peach from the almond tree, and these cultivars were the progenitors of all subsequent peach varieties. Gradually, peach cultivation spread westward to Persia, and by 400 BCE, it had reached the shores of the Mediterranean. By the early 1500s, peaches were grown in England, where they flourished when espaliered against south-facing stone walls or grown in glass-roofed greenhouses. The peach was brought to the New World by the Spanish settlers in the early 1600s, but it was not until the early 1800s that Americans began cultivating their own peach orchards. Because the peach has arrived relatively late in Western Europe and even more recently in the New World, we have very little in the way of symbolism or legends relating to this fruit, other than what has been handed down from Chinese mythology. But this mythology is abundant, for the peach figures large in Asian culture and folklore. Shi Wang Mu was the Chinese goddess of the Western Mountains, where, in her orchard, she grew the holy tree of life, the peach tree of immortality. Shi Wang Mu was often depicted as a dragon, with the torso of a woman, the tail of a panther, and the teeth of a tiger. With her consort, the phoenix Mu Kung, she guarded the peach tree to preserve the immortality of the gods and the continuity of life on Earth. For humans, the peach represented, if not immortality, then longevity and the promise of renewal. Each year in present-day Japan, the Peach Blossom Festival celebrates the return of spring. And in the Shinto religion, Shi Wang Mu is still honored as the living goddess of perpetual life, fertility, and prosperity, embodied in the peach tree. The peach also became an icon in Taoist sexual mysticism because this soft, round fruit with its subtle crease was a symbol of the female genitalia, the yonic source of life. By extension, the peach came to signify marriage, fertility, good wishes, and prosperity. When the peach arrived in Egypt, it was claimed as an attribute of the goddess Hathor, the queen of heaven and mother of perpetual life. Eventually, the peach was even adopted as a Christian symbol, signifying the fruit of salvation that leads to eternal life. The peach did manage to find its way into some bits of folklore in the West, however. Its ancient association with immortality and longevity translated into the magical practice of carrying a piece of peach wood or a carved peach pit in order to increase one's lifespan. And being linked to immortality and the immortal gods, the peach has also come to signify wisdom. Thus, carrying a peach wood wand or wearing a peach pit amulet was believed to make one wise. And the peach's traditional connection with sexuality and fertility found its way into the belief that the fruit, when eaten, induces love. Thus, giving a peach to the object of one's desire might help to win this person's heart. So make a peach pie for your sweetie, and let its seductive flavor do its magic. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.